Again, welcome to all our faculty that's here in front of me and all staff and students and parents that are here on this beginning of Catholic Schools Week. It's good that we are gathered here today. You know, as I give my homily today, I want to address two things today. First of all, Jesus proclaims in our gospel who he is, that he is the Messiah, he is the anointed one. As we come here to celebrate our Catholic schools and our diocese, and especially right here at St. Cecilia, we too work to proclaim who Jesus is in our school every single day. From the prayer that starts at the beginning of the day, and to the prayer that ends the day out, to the religious curriculum, to Mass every week, to just the general freedom we have as a Catholic school to talk about our faith. You know, unlike this, recently I've been in contact with people who have the responsibility of liquidating a Catholic school that's been sold to the public school district. They got almost everything out of there, but there were still elements of the faith that were littered throughout the school. And they said, we have to totally sterilize this school building, to strike it of anything that smacks of God in the school. Wow, that hit me. That they have to take God out of the building. Of course, we do not do that. We have a great freedom here as a Catholic school. That is, we don't sterilize anything. That our school is on the contrary. We do the opposite. We litter our schools with holy images of the saints, heroes of our world. Indeed, the most important thing that I think I can do and the parish can do is to continue to build up our students, our youth, that they are children of God, that they're made in the image and likeness of God, to work off, to ward off the relativism that pervades in our world, that says everything's a matter of opinion, that there is no truth. Here at our school, we don't do that. We work to combat that, that there is truth, that there is right and wrong, the way in which we're called to live out our dignity as children of God. We know this through scripture and tradition and the Holy Spirit working in our church, that each student has a mission and a purpose to be priest, prophet, and king, a person that prays, the witnesses to bring Jesus Christ out in the world and to be king, to be leading people to baptism into the faith, into God. We tell that to our students. We're not afraid. Indeed, that they're called to be united to God in this world so that they can be eternally united to him in heaven. We inspire that in our children. We work toward that for our students. Of course, to educate a child can't be done just in the school. There is a domestic school, the home, that it needs to be fortified in that home, supported through the example and desire of the parents, to have a relationship with God. Indeed, that has to happen. You know, that's the way it fortifies. We work together as a team. Now, all together, when we talk about our Catholic school here, I feel strongly about Catholic education. That's why we have one. That's why we continue to struggle to have one, to make the sacrifices that we do. I believe in its purpose, one, to keep God in our children and in the world. And so believing that, I will put my money where my mouth is when I say this. I say to you parents, grandparents, guardians, if you want to send your child to our Catholic school and finances are a struggle for you, you talk to me. You talk to me. You talk to our principal, Mike Godey, and we'll work to make that happen, if at all possible. We'll try to have that happen. We want your child in our school if it can happen. Switching gears a bit. Man, it shakes me up to talk about it, actually. The second thing I want to bring up in this homily is what happened on Tuesday. On the 46th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion in our country, and by the way, Roe being the one that wanted the abortion, just to let you know about her and her story, Jane Roe has transformed her life, regrets her decision, and has come to healing, and has come into the Catholic Church. Wade was just a Texas prosecutor who had a contrasting opinion upon abortion, and tried to defend the rights. It is shocking that a child can be murdered in our world. And indeed, the governor of New York passed a law on Tuesday that said, you know, you can take a child's life all the way up to its birth, all the way up to 9 months, to the day it was going to begin born in this world. You could take it away. It's shocking. It's shocking. You know, a child has a right to live from the moment of their conception. It is an important human rights issue. The most important human rights issue. Indeed, a child conceived should be able to live, to be brought to fruition, to walk this earth, to be in this earth. For each person, from conception to natural death, is a possession from God. It's His possession. We're not our own property. We're not our own property. You know, not the property of others, not even one's parents. We are God's possessions. And so we're not allowed to take the life of another or our own lives, be it an abortion, euthanasia, suicide, or the death penalty. Our life and the life of others is not ours to take. It's not ours to take. We do not have the right to do that at all. Indeed, we come from God and we're called to go back to Him. And thus giving us this precious life we are given, and we are called to be good stewards of the lives we're given. We've been given this life, and we're called to live our lives united to Him, so that we can be with Him eternally in heaven. You know, as we look at the abortion issue, it's also, you know, it comes to, people understand it as a woman's issue, but it's not just a woman's issue, it's a man's issue too, because he's involved in bringing that life into the world to be conceived. And so we look at men as, you know, in many ways, they're not supportive of the decision. You know, in many ways, they take tail and run. They run from the situation to support the decision or help in this decision. Indeed, there's catechesis that needs to be made in our world when one is conceived, they're a possession from God, and we're called to honor that and respect that and bring it to life. Bring it to life. To walk on this earth. To be on this earth. And so we pray. And we educate. We take our kids to pro-life at rallies, despite the risk of those that work against them, that bring their own opinions, and we inform them. Indeed, as we come here, we give praise and thanks to God that comes anointed to bring the truth down to us, and we lift up our responsibility as His possessions to embrace that and to lead others to embrace the dignity as a child of God. May we do that today. May we do that always. Amen. Amen.